Welcome back to Jeff Buckley, Grace Around the World. I'm Mark Abuzahab. Jeff Buckley grew up listening to progressive rock and instrumental music, so when he decided to learn traditional songwriting, he needed a few lessons. Mary Guibert is Jeff's mother.
Then he plunged into the songwriting of other individuals. So what he did from there was to take all of the songs that he thought really meant something to him and go delve into the artists that wrote them or sang them or put life into them, and really delved into all of the, he went from Duke Ellington to Van Morrison to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan to Nina Simone to just Leonard Cohen, anything, poetry of any kind. One year he asked for nothing but poetry for Christmas from everybody. So that's what he got, was books of poetry. He spent time at the Strand, which is a used bookstore, and he would sit there and spend hours and hours reading books on breathing, vocal training books for operatic students. He also had a book that he bought from the Strand on humor and how to tell a joke. So this became his university.
Michael Tye played guitar in the Jeff Buckley Band.
He grew very, very quickly. You know, every week he would learn, you know, a bunch of different, like, Nina Simone songs and Book of White songs, and do a Fishbone song or a Nusrat song, and he was really studying all these people that inspired him and their techniques and the power that they had, and then also exploring his own voice.
New York City became its own kind of training ground. Jeff Buckley.
You stay in one city and every great thing comes to you. Everything from, like, you know, symphonies and operas to singers, Iggy Pop, who's like in the Lower East Side, Lou Reed, on and on and on. Allen Ginsberg, Diamanda Galas, I run into her like twice a month. She lives right across the street from me. And the people, and the energy, and the restlessness, and the dirt, the smell, the death, the sex, everything, everything about it. Everything, every single, it's a majestic cesspool is what it is. I hang around. I mostly hang around in my friends' places and movie houses and on the phone, or just, you know, I have a couple of restaurants that don't kick me out after hours. Some, because they need to, you know, they usually do kick you out because they need tables, but I can write there all night. I hardly write at home unless it's in the morning. So being out and my being out is really easy to do in New York, and my wanderlust is completely part of my hormonal imbalance. So it really serves me well.
Jeff rarely played this next song, which was inspired by his study of Sufi devotional music called Qawwali. Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan was a master of it, and Jeff often referred to him as my Elvis.
It's been such a long time, and I was just a child then. What will you say when you see my face? Time, it feels like it's flown away. The days just pass and fade away. What will you say when you see my face? It's funny now, I just don't feel like I'm a man. What will you say when you see my face? My face, about love anymore. What will you say when you see my face?
What Will You Say? Performed live by Jeff Buckley and band in Frankfurt, Germany. I'm Mark Abusahab, and you're listening to Jeff Buckley, Grace Around the World.
You know, one of the things that was a blessing and maybe a small curse to Jeff was that he was an incredible mimic, and he could just instantly play or replicate or vocally or instrumentally any kind of music that he wanted.
David Brown wrote a biography of Jeff and Tim Buckley.
He just had this sort of photographic memory for music. It's just like some people just have that.
Singer and songwriter Brenda Kahn was a friend and collaborator with Jeff.
He could sing back anything from any time period. And I remember him saying once, but how would you like every elevator music song that you heard in the 1970s going through your head? Like, he could just remember it and sing it. And that was really funny. Like sometimes he could just come out with things that you hadn't thought of in 20 years and he'd sing it perfectly. So that's a fun party skill.
Jeff's photographic memory for music served him well in 1992 and 93 when he spent a lot of time playing solo shows at a small cafe in Manhattan called Chenet. Music industry people arrived in droves to the tiny room trying to woo Jeff into a contract. After Jeff signed with Columbia Records, his first release was a four-song EP, Live at Chenet, which was highlights from two live recordings. Jeff's style in the performance was an anomaly for the times.
People weren't necessarily singing love songs in modern rock and roll, or if they were, you couldn't quite tell if they meant it, or it was all very guarded, and Jeff was not guarded at all.
David Brown is contributing editor for Rolling Stone magazine.
In the songs he picked and the way he sang them and that sort of over-the-top emotive voice at Chenet, I mean, he was the exact opposite of what a lot of people were experiencing in rock in 92, 93. And that's what drew a lot of people to see him. He was this guy who seemed unafraid to be, like, emotional, put his heart on his sleeve, risk being seen as corny by doing an earnest, sincere love song, which, you know, at a time when, you know, Beck was rising up and Kurt Cobain. I mean, you have to think of that atmosphere of those guys, while amazing artists in their own rights, were not traditional sort of balladeers in any way. You know, Jeff was really coming at it from a completely different place. And in fact, one of the things that drove Jeff really crazy was when they finally did put out a Live at Chenet EP, one of the reviewers compared him to Michael Bolton. And then it was, he was in the middle of recording the Grace album when that review came out, and like it stopped him in his tracks. Like he couldn't work all day. It just like freaked him out and bummed him out so much that someone would make that comparison. So that's the downside of being emotional in a song.
The album Grace was released in the fall of 1994, and the touring began. For almost 3 years, Jeff Buckley and band spent their time traveling from one town and one country to the next. Gene Bowen was their tour manager, and he watched as Jeff formed the group.
He picked people, you know, they gravitated. Matt Johnson found him, Mick Grundahl found him. Michael Ty was a friend. Jeff used to babysit for Michael's brother. That's how they met. Michael wasn't even a musician. Michael was an actor. In fact, Michael didn't know the top half from the bottom half of a guitar, and yet when it came to that last person joining the band, where they actually auditioned people, but in Jeff's mind, he was kind of going through the motions that he expressed, but Michael was always, and Michael came into the band. In fact, So Real was created the night that he joined the band. Michael brought that riff in, and the song was born. And they were his friends.
Oh, I was so real.
love you. But I'm afraid to love you. See, I love you. But I'm afraid.
So Real, performed live in Frankfurt, Germany by Jeff Buckley and band, which is Michael Tye on guitar, Mick Grondahl on bass, and Matt Johnson on drums. Coming up, stories from the road and a lot more music. I'm Marco Buzahab, and you're listening to Jeff Buckley, Grace Around the World.